We tend to think that telling persons that they are sinners isn't kind. But it's the most kind thing we could possibly do.
Yes.
And I have a metaphor for that now. A very personal metaphor. I had a doctor come back from a test just weeks ago and say, you have a tumor. That wasn't kind.
Yes, it was.
It would have been much kinder if he had said, you're fine. Go home. Be happy. But the thing could have killed me. Eventually, it would have killed me. And yet, it's kind to know. It was actually grace to know. And then not only to know, but to know that a provision can be made for it. You know, I think the kindest thing we can do is relate the gospel the way the New Testament teaches us to relate it, to present it in just that way. And it has to start with the fact that we are sinners. But I want to say something positively here too, and that is that I have never, in talking to a person about the gospel, ever encountered a person who has come to terms with the reality, a true consciousness of sin, who has not come to Christ. I've never seen that happen. It's because I believe the Holy Spirit is absolutely necessary to bring them to a knowledge of their sin. I mean, not just the fact that they sin, but that they are a sinner. That is a qualitatively different knowledge. And I think that when we start talking about the Holy Spirit opening eyes to see Christ, we need to say the Holy Spirit also opens our eyes to see ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that is a softening message for me, CJ. Going back to your first question. Mm-hmm. How do we know we're sinners? We're not even smart enough to know we're sinners. Mm. We're not intelligent enough, wise enough to figure out we're sinners. Not only can we not intelligently devise our way, find our way, cogitate our way to the cross, we can't even cogitate our way to the mirror.
Excellent.